You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And
I hope that in our lifetime, especially in our marriage, which every part of or the stage of life that
we cut it, we will see Christ.
Even in our spiritual lows, in our frustrations and suffering, we hope that we will find Christ there.
好，我现在要接下来看一婚姻里面很重要的意义，就是回到这个一来。
Now we want to go back to this oneness.
这个一的要求和见证是整个婚姻里面的核心。
And the core of marriage is actually.This oneness and the testimony of oneness.
有一个专门做婚姻辅导方面的这方面的这个神重用的一个弟兄，他叫做 Dennis Renning.
Brother Dennis Renning, he is a theologian and also a family therapist.
他曾经讲过，他说任何的婚姻不是越走越合一，就是越走越孤立啊 ，isolation.
Any marriage, as time progresses, either the two will become more and more unified, or they become more and more isolated.
我在说哈，任何婚姻，我们在做了这么多的家庭，任何的婚姻不是越走越合一，就是越走越孤立 ，isolation 或是 separation.
Let me repeat, any marriage, so that applies to all of our marriages here, that either the two become more and more unified, or they become more and more isolated or separated.
它不会维持现状的，它像滚雪球一样，它是越滚越大的。
Because a marriage will not stay the same, it will just keep going and keep rolling with the snowball effect.
所以任何的婚姻，如果我们现在发现不对劲，不像从前那样子的享受，不像从前那样子的合一，不像我们从前那样子的能够坦然相待，我们要刹车，要做 damage control.
So any marriage, if we discover that we do not enjoy our marriage as much as before, or we are not as transparent as before, or something is wrong, we ought to stop, halt.And
不然这个雪球是越滚越大的，你不是越来越孤立，就是越来越合一。
Otherwise, the effect, the damage will escalate. Either you become more and more unified, or you become more and more separated and isolated.
礼拜五，于师母请我到这个Campus Rainbow 跟以琳团契，他们讲真爱需要等待请我去有一个短讲。
Last Friday, Sister Nancy invited me to join the Campus and Rainbow Elim Fellowship, and then they talk about true love must wait. Can't wait.
特别引用了以赛亚书27:3.
We especially quote Isaiah chapter 27 verse 3.
那你说到我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。
It says the Lord is the one that watches the vineyard.
他说我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
That the Lord keeps it, and then I water every moment, lest anyone will hurt it.
我们的家园不管是教会家，尤其是夫妻之间的关系。
And our vineyards, either our family or our church, especially the relationship between us and our spouse.
我们需要看守它的。
We need to watch it.
主连耶和华神都要看守他的葡萄园，讲到以色列百姓。
Even the Lord will watch and keep his vineyard, which is Israel.
他做了两件事情。
And two things he did.
一个是时刻浇灌。
One is that he will water it every moment.
任何的婚姻，任何的家都需要常常浇灌，去栽培它，刻意去经营它的。
Any family, any marriage needs watering, needs nourishment.
不然在这样子一个世代里面，大而可畏的世代里面，它一定枯干的。
Otherwise, it will wither and dry up in this generation.
它一定停止成长的。
It will stop growing.
所以时刻浇灌。
So the Lord waters it every moment.
他花功夫去经营它的。
Because the Lord makes an effort to build it.
所以西洋有一句话说 ：“No gardener, no garden.”
There's a proverb says, "No gardener, no garden."
怎么不翻译了？没有园丁就没有花园。 right? Yeah. 没有园丁就没有花园。
There's no gardener, no garden.
你不信，你回家试试看，弟兄们一定很愿意做这个事的哈。啊，你三个月不要割草，不要管院子，你看看你家院子变成什么样子。
If you don't believe it, you can go home and try it. I'm sure brothers would love to try to experiment. Stop taking care of your garden for 3 months. See how it turns out.
他一定要去经营它。
You have to cultivate it.
Jimmy Evans 他说，有人常常说，为什么邻居的家草比较绿？
Someone says, why is that the grass is always greener on the neighbor's lawn?
啊，这是男人败坏的心，都觉得别家的草比较绿。
That's the sinful nature of men. They always think that the grass is greener on the other side.
他说原因很简单。
It's very easy.
他说第一个，因为你自己不浇水，别人浇水。
It's because you do not water your lawn, but your neighbor does.
那所以你的草比不上别人。
Therefore, your grass is not as green as your neighbor's.
第二个，别人家的草里面的狗屎你看不到。
And second, you do not see the dog poos on your neighbor's lawns.
所以你只看到自己家的人，这个不行，那个不行。
And you only see the shortcomings of your own lawns.
弟兄姊妹，真正的花园是需要去经营它的。
So actually, we need to tend to our gardens.
主都时刻浇灌。
Even the Lord will water it every moment.
然后他昼夜看守。
And then he watches it day and night.
仇敌是从来不停止破坏家庭的啊。
Because the enemy will never stop his destruction work to our families.
我真的提醒在座所有的婚姻、所有的家庭，甚至要成立家庭的人。
I want to remind again and again for all marriages and those who are getting married.
千万不要以为最近这么甜蜜，你就活在天上。
Please do not feel that right now your relationship is very sweet and you're already in heaven.
仇敌的攻击和破坏从来不停止的。
Because the enemy's work and his destruction will never stop.
我看过这么多的书，上举了这么多的例子，作者也一再的提醒，那些最美满的婚姻都是仇敌到现在仍不肯放弃的。
I have read so many books and I read so many testimonies. Those good marriages.The enemy will never give up trying to attack it.
因为所有的家庭他都要破坏。
Because he wants to destroy and attack every family.
就好像你拿一个器皿压到水里面去。
Just like you take a vessel and then put it in the water.
只要这个器皿有任何的破孔，水就一定进去。
But you put an empty jar or vessel in the water. As long as there's a crack, water will get in.
圣经上约翰一书第五章告诉我们，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
First John chapter 5 says the entire world lies under the hand of the enemy.
盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thief came to kill, destroy and to steal.
一次不行，两次，两次不行，三次。
If he fails once, he will try again twice and he will try again the third time.
去年我们去参加那个 Pastoral Conference 的时候，那个 Focus on the Family， James Dobson 的一个 cousin 叫做London Junior。
Last year we went to Pastoral Conference and the founder of Focus Family, James Dobson's cousin, what's his name?
London Junior.
London Junior.
他讲，他说仇敌非常有耐心的。
He says the enemy is very, very patient.
他像一个吼叫的狮子，他像一个毒蛇，他可以隐伏在旁边等着机会。
He is like a roaring lion or like a snake waiting for his opportunities.
他可以等十年，可以等二十年，他甚至可以等四十年。
He can wait for 10 years, 20 years, even 40 years.
然后他出来攻击你。
Then he will come out and attack.
要把你跟你周围所有你能够影响的人一起破坏。
He wants to destroy you and anyone around you that you can influence.
所以主耶稣在这圣经上告诉我们，我耶和华是看守葡萄园的，我不光时刻浇灌，我昼夜看守。
So the Lord says he is the keeper of the garden. He waters it every moment and he keeps it day and night.
免得有人损害。
Lest anyone will come and hurt it.
而雅各书让我们看见，当葡萄开花放香的时候，他说要为我们擒拿小狐狸。
The book Song of Solomon says when the vines are budding, we have to capture the little foxes.
小狐狸很可爱的，其实很可爱的。
Actually, little foxes are very cute.
我们家以前，我小的时候家里面养那个小狐狸狗，圆圆滚滚的，一拍它在地上滚滚滚的哈，很可爱。
In my childhood, our family had a dog resembling like a little fox, and it was so cute.
那但是就在你觉得他很可爱，不会造成大害的时候
，just when you feel they're so cute and they will not hurt much，
他把正在开花的葡萄树的花给你全部弄掉了。
That little foxes will take away all the flowers that were budding on the vine。
这是成了一棵不可能有结果的一棵树了。
Then the vine becomes fruitless。
造成了一个似乎无可挽回的一个局面跟破坏了。
And the destruction is irreversible。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在神的面前要接受这个提醒。
Therefore, we ought to be reminded before the Lord.
要为自己谨守，要为教会谨守。
Be watchful for ourselves and for our church.
要看守自己的家，要看守为教会的家祷告。
Watch our own families and pray for the families at church.
这里讲到一，我只提到三件事情。
So I mentioned three things about oneness.
第一个是绝对的一。
First, absolute oneness.
说到完全的归属和接纳。
Complete belonging and acceptance.
它不光只是一个 acceptance, 一个接受，它是 receive.
Not only that, it's about acceptance, it's also about receiving.
而不是一个无可奈何的接受，而是像怀抱一样把它整个接进来。
Not only it's not just a passive acceptance, but it's an active embracing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个在神眼中是一个绝对的一。
In God's eyes, the oneness has to be absolute.
我相信车子买错了，买坏了，喜新厌旧了，你可以换一辆车。
Yes, if we buy the wrong car, we can change and get another one.
房子可以换。
And we can exchange our houses too.
工作可以换。
And we can change our jobs.
但是你的腿长得不好看，你不会想把它切掉的。
But if your leg is ugly, you will not amputate it, right?
为什么一只腿长毛，一只腿不长毛，就把它切掉了
？If one of your legs is hairier than the other, would you amputate it?
一只肌肉大一点，一只肌肉小一点，我就把它切掉了。
If one leg is bigger than the other, would you cut it off?
不会的，你会想尽办法去恢复它，或是去把俊美给不俊美的肢体去遮藏它。
Of course not. You will try something to make it look better.
那在神的眼中，夫妻是二人是一体。
But yet, in God's eyes, husbands and wives, they are one flesh.
它不是西瓜切成两半的。
They are not like watermelon being cut into two.
亚当已经说出来了，这是我骨中骨，肉中肉。
Just like Adam says, this is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这是一个绝对不可能分开来的一啊。
So it is an inseparable oneness.
是没有任何理由可以让它分开来。
No justification can separate it.
要完全的接纳。
And we have to completely accept each other.
不是根据他的 performance.
Not according to his or her performance.
决定不是根据对方表现好不好。
It's not about performance.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要用这个衡量去换伴侣的话，你一辈子换不完。
If you want to evaluate, your spouse is based on performance, and then, You can never find the right one.
对不对？我想我像 Peter 在这里，然后年纪轻轻的，你心脏没有问题，对不对？
like a little
应该很健康，对对，就是你这个 Peter 没有问题。
Like Peter, okay, you're young.
我挑他，他很年轻，所以心脏应该还蛮好的。
Your heart should be pretty good, right? No problem.
但是就的客观来说，决定有人心脏比你更好。
But objectively, subjectively speaking, there must be someone whose heart is stronger than your heart, right?
对不对？你可能跑了五公里、十公里就受不了，有人可以跑一百公里。
Maybe your heart can only enable you to run for like 5 kilometers, but some can run 100.
但是你不会想要去换它。
But you will not say, "I want to change my heart."
这个叫做绝对的一。
So that is absolute oneness.
这是神量给我们的。
This is something God gives us.
这是神所配合的。
This is.What God put together.
所以没有任何的理由，为什么我们说无论健康，无论疾病，无论富贵，无论贫穷，无论顺境，无论逆境。
So this is something God has given us. There's no excuse that we can separate. So therefore, that's why we says in poverty, in wealth, in sickness, in health, or in prosperity, or in adversity.
那第二个，它是一个完整的一啊。
Second, it's a wholesome.Oneness.
我刚刚已经举过例子了，那一个水泥球，当它被切成两，当它被打成两半的时候。
As the example I gave you, when we crack open this cement ball,
只有另外一半才能够跟它完全的吻合。
Only the other part can completely match seamlessly.
所以，当神从亚当的身上拿出肋骨的时候，亚当再也不完整。
So when God took away the rib from Adam, Adam was no longer whole.
他需要跟夏娃加起来，他才 complete， 他才完整。
He needs to be put back together with Eve in order to be whole.
所以在我们男人的生命里面，不管你怎样的卓越，怎样追求长进，我们永远不完全。
So for a man, no matter how excellent you are and how much you improve yourself, you can never become whole.
神借着另外一半过来，来 complete 我们，让我们变得完整。
But God will bring another person to be your spouse to complete you.
所以这个东西是 not replaceable 的，就是神独一仅有的那一个。
And that is irreplaceable.
好，那第三个。
Thirdly.
在这里讲到是基督里的一。
That oneness is actually in Christ.
那么在这里要讲到我们效法基督，他牺牲舍己的爱。
We ought to imitate Christ, his sacrificial and self-denial love.
我们曾经讲过，这种自私和自我中心是婚姻最大的杀手。
Actually, we have talked about being selfish and also self-centeredness is the greatest killers in marriage.
它是最大的 killer, 而且它是最大的 destroyer, 它就是来破坏这个一的。
The selfishness and self-centeredness are the biggest killers and the destroyer of this oneness.
但是反过来说，是不是真的？
But yet, on the other hand, that is also true.
其实神借着婚姻也是成为我们这个人的自私自我中心一个最大的 killer.
God also used marriage to be the greatest killer to our selfishness and also self-centeredness.
不摆在婚姻里面，我们还不容易看出自己多么的自私。
Without being in the marriage, it's hard for us to see how selfish we are.
不摆在婚姻里面，我们还不容易看见自己有多糟。
Without being in marriage, it's hard for us to see how terrible we are.
我是说，基督徒不应该讲是照妖镜，因为我们不是妖，但是他真的那个味道就是这个样子，他把我们里面的本相给暴露出来。
Even though we should not use monster revealing mirrors, but actually the effect is the same. That it just reveals the monster or beast within us.
因为没有一个人像我们的配偶这么深地走进到我们生活各个层面。
Because no one like our spouse can walk into the deepest part of our life.
连你上厕所他都可以进去，对不对？
He or she will even walk into the bathroom when you're in the bathroom, right?
那你睡觉怎么睡他都看到了。
And then he or she knows exactly how you sleep at night.
我们回到家怎么过生活，他一目了然，清清楚楚。
And our spouse know exactly how we live our lives after work.
没有一个人像他这样子走到我们生活最深各方面的层面里面。
No one like our spouse will walk into the deepest part of almost every aspect of our life.
同样的，我们这个人的个性，我们的本质是怎样的人，也只有他看得最清楚。
And only our spouse knows exactly about our personality and our natures.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们如果就是这样子无可奈何的这样子的忍受的话，我们太糟蹋了神给我们的婚姻
But if we just passively endure marriage, we actually waste it.The marriage that God has given us.
神借着对方光照我们，显明我们，是为了要医治我们，为了要改变我们。
Through our spouse, God wants to enlighten us and expose us so that we can be transformed.
每一次被光照、被显明的时候都不舒服，对不对
？Every time we are enlightened or exposed, we feel very uncomfortable, right?
所以我就希望今天我们回到圣经，我们来改我们的 mentality， 改我们的 attitude。
So we want to go back to the Bible today to change our attitude and our mindset.
我们中间有没有任何人做先生的很喜欢太太骂你的？请举手。
Is there any husband here that enjoys your wife rebuking you? Please raise your hand.
没有一个，还没有结婚的，你希望将来娶一个太太是很喜欢骂你的
？For the single guys, would you like to marry a woman who likes to rebuke you all the time?
那这些青少年别的不笑，这个时候笑了哈。那我问太太也一样，你喜不喜欢一个先生一天到晚唠叨你？
Okay, for the wives, do you enjoy your husband nagging you all the time?
连盖恩夫人这么老练，她都不是这样子的态度。
Even Madame Guillaume, she has such spiritual maturity. Even she doesn't like it.
所以没有一个人喜欢。
No one does.
然后我们就常常在这种不喜欢、不愉快、defensive 哦，我们想要去抗辩的里面，我们在这里婚姻关系越来越远，越来越冷淡。
So, in such unpleasant situation where we're defensive about ourselves all the time, then our relationship becomes farther and farther apart.
因为不管对方怎么说我们，我们心里面总会低估。那你也没有好到哪里去。
So whenever our spouse rebuke us, then we will nag in our hearts and murmur, "Well, you're not much better either."
那都是亚当的后裔。
Well, all descendants of Adam.
那 murmur 已经还算好的，有人不是 murmur， 有人是咆哮回去，对不对？
Murmur is even pretty good. Some will just shout back.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主的面前，一定要看见神为什么设立婚姻。
So we have to come back.And to see why God designed marriage.
什么叫做婚姻是为着神的荣耀？
What does it mean that our marriage is for God's glory?
什么叫做为着神的荣耀而活的婚姻一定会进入真正的喜乐、幸福和享受？
Why is that any God glorifying marriage will bring will lead men into true happiness?
因为这里来到最核心的东西，神是借着婚姻显明我们、医治我们、改变我们。
Because this is the core. Through marriage, God wants to expose us and transform us and heal us.
他的光线是带着医治的能力。
Because His light has the healing power.
马拉基书第四章说，他的光线带着医治的能力，他照到哪里，他就要医治的。
Malachi chapter 4 says that His light, the ray of light, has healing power. Wherever the light is shining, there is healing.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们是他手中的杰作，在基督耶稣里要来做成，要制作成为荣耀的器皿。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that we are the masterpiece of His handiwork, and that we're being transformed and built up.As a glorious vessels.
罗马书八章二十八节，万事都在互相效力，为了要叫爱神人得益处。他要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "All things work together for the good of those who love God and then those who are being called, and we're being transformed to His likeness."
更何况我们回到今年的主题，我们一起来说。
Now we go back
Christ
to the theme of this year.
Christ is all, and in all, 基督是一切，又在一切之内。
This is the theme of this year. Christ is all and in all.
在不在你丈夫的那个凶恶的脸色，或者妻子不顺服的态度上
？Is Christ in your in the bad attitude of your husband or disobedience of your wife?
所以我们在主的面前一定要求神改，好像昨天我劝新人的啊。从自我中心开始转过来，舍己，以对方为优先。
So, let us all strive, like what I encouraged the new couple yesterday, that we shall turn from being self-centered into self-denial.
不是为了满足对方而已，这是一个破碎自己的一个必经之路。
It's not just to satisfy our spouse, but this is a necessary process for self-denial.
这是一个生命真正被改变，不再自私，被神工作过的以后的一个见证，一个具体的结果，就是我们学习不再以自己为中心了。
So that will be the work of God's, the testimony of God's work, that we will no longer be self-centered.
我们越来越多被主改变。
The more we are being transformed by God.
到最后，我们不需要为自己说什么。我们里面像耶稣的生命，让对方恋慕我们，受到吸引。
Then, eventually, we do not need to defend ourselves anymore. But this Christ-like nature will draw our spouse to us.
然后他可以靠着良人从旷野上来。
And then the desire of our spouse will be on us, and then he or she will be able to come out of the wilderness by leaning on the beloved.
经过这个大而可畏、很可怕的考验。
Through this wilderness, through this fierce testing.
那今天多少人就是在这两个的转折点被卡住了
？So many people are stuck.Between this transition,
所以在旷野里面一直绕行，一直绕行，一直绕行。
So they continue to walk in circles in the wilderness.
所以巴不得不光神说哈，我们也要对自己说，绕行的日子够了。
Not only that, God would tell us, we should also tell ourselves that you have spent enough time walking in circles.
如果从前这样子吵吵吵吵吵不能解决问题，你还要继续吵吵吵下去吗？
If in the past your arguments did not solve any problems, do you still want to continue arguing?
一直吵到剩下最后一口气了，还在吵吗？
And will you continue to quarrel until your last breath?
不如我们能够早一点在主的面前转过来。
Or we can turn around before God.
看见神借着对方，其实真的在帮助我们。
To see that God is actually helping us through our spouse.
这个帮助不是在外面帮我们做菜、帮我们赚钱、帮我们照顾孩子、帮我们做这个做那个。
This help does not come from the outward help, helping with the chores, helping with the stuff.
这些帮助的确重要，也需要。
Yes, those helps outward.Very important.
但是对方真正给我们最大的帮助，永远是在生命里面的帮助。
But actually, the greatest help our spouse can give us is always about our inner life.
因为他摸到了我最深的地方，他显明了我最可怕的地方。
Because he or she touches the deepest part of our lives and exposes our nature.
所以我们巴不得我们一起来学，下一次在相处上动到任何不愉快的地方。
I hope that next time.When we have conflict in marriage,
我们把它当作我这个人生命被主改变的机会。
We will treat it as an opportunity for us to grow.
我们把它当作这个家要得到更大祝福的机会。
We will treat it as an opportunity for this family to receive greater blessings.
因为救恩要临到这个家，神要继续拯救这个家。
Because salvation will come to this family, and God will continue to save this family.
每一次的这些不舒服的感觉，都显明了我们的未得之地。
Every conflict will reveal to us the land that we have yet to possess.
神对约书亚说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地啊。”
God told Joshua, "You are advanced in age, but you are still."So much land to be possessed.
所以我们每一次被摸着。
So every time when we are being touched,
我们每一次被搅扰。
Or we are stirred or irritated.
我们每一次 frustrated 的时候。
Every time we are frustrated.
我们求神救我们这个人。
May the Lord save us.
用神的眼光，用永恒的眼光，用正面的角度来看这件事情。
That we will regard this incident with God's view, an eternal view.
让我们不再绕行。
So that we will no longer walk in circles.
更不要倒闭旷野。
And let alone die in the wilderness.
让我们早点能够进到神的应许之地。
That we will.Enter into the promised land.
能够在主的面前更多的像耶稣。
That will be more and more like Jesus.
我记得于师母有一次讲道的时候。
I remember once Pastor Nancy shared with us.
他说我在证婚的时候曾经引用过别人说的。
That once quoted someone when I was officiating a wedding.
就是苏格拉底说你娶到一个好太太，这是你终身的幸福。
Actually, I quoted a philosopher Socrates. He says, "If you marry a good wife, then you will be happy the rest of your life."
如果你娶到一个恶妻，你会成为一个很好的哲学家。
But if you marry a shrewd, a bad wife, then you will become a good philosopher.
然后他说这个层次太低了。
Pastor Nancy says, "Actually, this realm is pretty low."
的确是太低。我谁想当哲学家，对不对？
Yes, indeed, it's too low. Who wants to be a philosopher, anyways?
但是我们要晓得，神借着夫妻在这里做他的杰作。
But actually, through spouse and marriage, God is accomplishing His masterpiece.
在这里塑造伟大高贵的性格和生命。
He is molding a great, noble, holy character.
这个生命就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
And that is the life of Jesus Christ.
我前两天刚刚看到，听说美国林肯总统娶的妻子是全美国历代以来得分最低的第一夫人，排行榜最后一名的第一夫人。
A couple of days ago, I read an article that the wife of President Lincoln actually was ranked the worst first lady.
但是林肯却被 rate 成为全美国最受敬仰、最受欢迎的总统。
And yet, President Lincoln was ranked the most popular, the best president of the United States.
作者是试着把这两个摆在一起。
And the author tried to put these two together.
在他天天忍受一个这样子的恶妻的里面，却塑造出一个这么这个卓越的生命。
Actually, through daily enduring this harsh wife, he's a Noble characters being formed.
别人到白宫去跟他太太推销一个东西，十五分钟后跑来找林肯抱怨，说我没看过这样子的人。
Someone went to White House and trying to sell something to Lincoln's wife, and then after 15 minutes, this person came out and then complained to the president, "I've never seen such a woman before."
林肯笑着告诉他说，我15年都过来了，我相信15分钟对你算不了什么。
President Lincoln replied with a smile, I have endured it for 15 years, so I'm sure 15 minutes was nothing.
我相信我们每一个弟兄姊妹家里面都不至于是这个样子。
I'm sure this is not true for any of our family.
但是我更希望我们每一个人，不管你的妻子是怎样。
But,No matter what kind of wife you have,
不管你的丈夫是怎样
No matter what kind of husband you have,
我们服在神主宰的权柄里面，知道这是神所配合的
Let's submit under God's sovereignty and acknowledge that this is from God.
只有死能够将我们分开来
And only death will do us apart.
那既然被神摆在一起
And since we're being put together by God,
一起吵吵闹闹在这里磨来磨去的过一生
Rather, instead of quarreling and arguing for the rest of your life,
不如我们积极地起来珍惜对方。
How about actively we rise up and cherish one another?
不如我们真正降卑在神的面前，接受神透过对方给我们的光照，在我们身上的工作。
And let us humble ourselves and let us receive the being exposed by our spouse.And then let God work
我们已经浪费了太多的机会了。
We have wasted too many opportunities.
我们已经让太多原本是要祝福我们的机会变成伤害我们的事实。
We have allowed too many opportunities that were intended to bless us and to end up to hurt us.
现在是我们该向神求智慧的心去赎回所有被蝗虫蚂蚱所吞吃的日子。
Now is the time that we ask God for wisdom and heart so that we can redeem the days that the locusts have wasted.
夫妻带着孩子一起来保守全家的义啊。
Husband and wife, together with your children, to watch and protect the oneness in your family.
仇敌从来不放过的。
The enemy will never let us go.
仇敌永远要破坏基督里的义。
The enemy will always want to destroy the oneness in Christ.
我们天然的生命的倾向，也就是 separation 跟 isolation.
Even our natural nature tends to.Towards separation and isolation.
只有一个真正被圣灵工作、被十架工作的人。
Only a life being worked by the Holy Spirit and by the cross.
他能够更多的下宝座，让十架掌权在婚姻中。
That we will step down from the throne of our lives and let Holy Spirit reign in our lives.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited.And we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.